Hello, welcome back to I Plead the First. It's me, Shannon.
I'm Katie.
Oregon.
And today we have so many topics to talk about because I have definitely, I'm prepared.
Is it live?
For a three-person show.
Oh, no, it's not.
Just.
Yep. You know what? It's fine because no one listens to us live, though, so it's fine. So. First jobs.
What was our first job? How
did you hate them? Did you love them? How did it all go? Not your mics are not near you. They're like
you don't want to hear them.
So,
My first job was my parents owned their own store, and I worked there.
So. Wow, what was the store?
At first, it was a ceramic store. And then it turned into retail.
Oh. Like you made like ceramics?
Mm-hmm.
I'm great at making ceramics. That's a lie.
Yep,
you have to see some of my work.
Like we made ceramic molds and then painted them, sold them. It was great. Your turn.
My first job is actually one that I still do. And I'm a lifeguard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to like save a life?
I mean, I've had to, like, pick up, like, run into a pool and, like, pick up babies and stuff that have, like, fell under.
I've
never actually had to, like, backboard someone or anything.
A little baby? Mm-hmm. Katie's laughing at me. So, the only really job that I've ever had, besides, like, babysitting, like, the actual job is I worked at Bob Evans. You know. Uh-huh. It's, I worked there for, like, 3 weeks. I do not like it. It makes my stomach upset.
Oh, I love it.
I was a hostess and I had to do everything, and and I had to clean. I had to check people out, check people in, put them to their seats, and wait. And then I had to get the carry out orders. And then I had to clean the bathrooms at night. And then I had to clean the floor and all by myself. So then my mother was like, you're not doing this. It's 1 a.m. and it's a school night. So that was no longer a thing. And now I'm trying to get a job this summer. Because money, you need money to live.
Question, where are Matt and Sierra?
Oh yeah, I forgot to text Sierra. You know Matt, he just likes to show up late. Because it's Matt.
Or not at all. Sometimes he's done that too.
Did you guys see my photo?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I'm really nervous about it because I hate when people critique my stuff. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So, today at Walmart, they were not very happy with me. When I had to buy the adhesive, I was like, hi, do you know where the adhesive is? She's like, what? You know, the adhesive. She's like, it's over there.
Over there.
And then the lady, you know how I look like 12?
Yes.
The lady was like, you need to be 18 to buy adhesive. And I was like, good thing I am 18. She didn't laugh. And I showed her my ID and she looked at it for 20 seconds. And then, sorry, I'm texting Sierra.
Okay.
I said, where are you? In all capital letters.
That's just how you text people. It always sounds like you're screaming.
Mm-hmm. I never said
you text other people like that.
Sometimes. Matters the person. If I'm trying to be professional, then no. And if I'm not that close of friends with them, then I'll no.
Do you text him like that?
Sometimes.
I don't think I would be able to handle it if my significant other did that to me. And I would be like, I can't.
No, it's just sometimes during certain situations.
Situation.
I love the term significant other.
Yeah. Yep.
Gross.
Oh, Morgan. So, what do you want to talk about?
I thought you had so many topics.
So many topics for us.
That was my only topic, and then I usually spew off of that one.
All right. Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
We should do a Galentine's Day. You Celebrate your friendships.
Yeah, great. It's a gal pal day. It's like y'all go in a group and have fun.
I get it now.
On February 13th.
The 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you have plans with your boyfriend on February 14th?
Can you talk about this?
No, I think that's just the date that people say to do stuff. So, like, if you are doing some stuff February 14th, then... Do you
I'm
like...
sleeping.
Do you like how I, like... I don't remember if you remember this, but I, like, dropped subtle hints at Walmart.
Which time did when we went to Walmart? We've gone there as a group, like, 3 or 4 times.
The last time with Malik.
When it was us three?
Mm-hmm. And, you were like, all I want for Valentine's Day is blah, blah, blah.
I wanted one of those giant teddy bears. And then he's like, why don't you just buy one? I don't. And he's like, why don't you just buy one?
His name is Ted. And I love him so much. Hold on, I'll find
how original.
Thank you. He sits on my bed and I sleep with him every night.
Aww. I was cute. Like, all I want is, like, one of those bears and Sour Patch Kids. But I drop subtle hints, so then I don't say anything. Because I don't want to be like, buy this.
That's very aggressive.
What did you say?
It's not live.
It's live.
It is live.
Is it live?
Yeah, it's live.
Oh, did you make it live?
I did.
So cool.
Woo!
So cute.
What's your favorite rom-com?
What?
Favorite rom-com.
P.S. I Love You. Kind of sad.
I feel like I've seen that. I feel like I've heard of that.
Her husband dies.
But I don't. Wait, what did you just say?
Of course it's sad. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always do sad things. Oh. You know, I'm Katie.
Oh, I'm gonna write the script on Friday. Killjoy Katie. Yep. Would you like to be in the skit?
Be in the skit where I you could be kill all happiness.
And you could be the positive person?
No.
You don't want to be on a skit? No. I have to email people. I have to email, like, everybody in RMU and be like, hey, do you want to be, like... Or I could talk about in the meeting tonight. Woo!
What meeting tonight?
The Century meeting?
Oh,
Hello, I am so assistant producer.
I need to talk to Malik or whoever's in charge of TV.
Isn't it Zach?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Okay, I need to talk to someone. I just know last semester I always talked to Malik. That's just how things went.
Is it? So, the rom-com that I would say is The Notebook?
No.
I like that.
It's so basic.
It really is basic.
I like it.
Yeah.
But, like, there's others. All right, there's others, okay?
Great, name them.
The Linguini Incident?
What is that?
It's really just a downplayed movie. By David Bowie's in it. I like Pretty Woman.
Never seen it.
Of course you do.
What do you mean, of course I do?
That would be a very Shannon movie.
Are you calling me a prostitute?
But it's just like a classic, so of course I see you liking classics.
Yeah, I do like, I'm a classic person. I was like, Mama's in the Papa song is stuck in my head. My mom's like, you're such an old soul.
Which song?
Go Where You Wanna Go. Go Where You.
I think I've heard
sing
it.
Us the chorus.
Perform for us.
She's kind of like a lady of the night. She's like,
are we talking about?
Here, I'll bring them up.
All right.
But don't you feel... Well, I'm bringing this up.
Yes, I feel. Most of the time, it's sad.
I feel all of the time.
Can I tell a story about today?
Sure.
Sad. So sad. Good thing Matt's not here, otherwise he'd make fun of me more. Okay, so today I couldn't go to classes because I woke up having the worst panic attack I've ever had.
Aww.
And I just sat in my room crying for hours.
Aren't you glad you're here, though? But why'd you have it?
It started off with, one of my papers I had to write, and it was a very personal paper, and then I realized that what?
My brother has to write, like, papers that are personal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a paper about a conflict in our life, and then I realized that the professor wanted us to read it out loud, which anxiety, and then the topic was hard to deal with, so I was just freaking out, and then panic attack. It was real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. At least you're okay now, though.
Yeah. Got up. Put on makeup.
You look good, Katie.
Thanks.
So this the chorus. Actually, this isn't the chorus. This is, I don't know what you call this. But
The opening?
No, it's like in the middle.
The chorus.
But it's not like the same words over and over again.
Okay, then it's not the chorus.
Okay. She says that a girl like me can love just one man. Oh, no, you don't understand that a girl like me can love just one man.
You want me to read it?
You've
for
been
you?
Gone a week, and I tried so hard not to be that crying kind, not to be that girl you left behind.
What did this song have to do with? I forgot the top.
I was talking about the song that I was stuck in my head.
Oh, okay.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna
do.
Oh,
I have. I do know the song.
With whoever you wanna do it with.
Doing it with people. Got it. you know.
You don't understand me. Just don't understand.
I've never understood you.
No one does. That's the best part. Which side of the poster do you spray the adhesive on? Is it the paper? And then you stick it on there and you call it a day? This is really bugging me. Hey, I wrote this paper about how I don't worry anymore, but now I've realized I do worry a lot still, and yeah. I don't know. I just lied to a group of people for a grade.
That's the best kind.
That's the best kind of lying?
The best kind of grade.
Oh, yeah.
When you lie.
I got an A.
You lied and got an A.
I took a test, and she was like, okay, you have 2 hours to do this test. And I was like, okay. Because, you know, I get, like, extra time. And I was like, that's not right, because I have a class at 3:30. So I had to, like, rush and get my thing done.
Yes.
Get my test done.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
We need Matt here. He always creates the topics.
I'm creating a topic.
What is it?
Hot chocolate.
Next.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, no.
How do you feel about
I
it?
I like hot chocolate.
How do you feel about hot chocolate?
It's all right.
Is it weird to like lukewarm hot chocolate?
I like that kind.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
just
like hot.
You chug it. Chug.
But I have
chug,
a weird
chug.
Thing where I like my liquids cool.
Me too.
Like,
I don't
like
it.
Coffee. When I have it hot, like I'll let
like
it
like
sit.
Iced coffee. Iced
coffee's good. I like both kinds. It depends if I'm at home or not. Because at home we don't get iced coffee.
That looks really
you
good.
You get normal coffee and you deal with it.
Yeah.
So I let it sit. Me too.
Jocelyn's eyes was like. Did you hear we can't have the band anymore?
Yeah, I heard.
Pretty upset. It's the man.
I'm not upset because, like, it was hard to hear. And now it's easier because I'm floor director. It's easier for me to now direct.
I'm directing.
What are you doing?
No, I'm not. Like, look at me, I'm directing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so Valentine's Day.
Oh, we're back to this. Great.
Doesn't it feel like the boys have to get us something, but, like, then what do you get boys? You know what I mean?
Nothing, because I don't get anything, and I don't give anything.
No.
Not for Valentine's Day. I want a big heart.
You were about to swear, young lady.
But I stopped myself, so that's better than some of our people.
We just, okay, you guys can't see this, but me and Morgan just pointed to ourselves. So what was the question? Boys get girls stuff and girls don't get boys stuff?
Yeah, why is that?
What happens if you're the same gender? What do you do?
we talked about this. You were whenever you were in a relationship with that girl, you're like, who's the man in the relationship?
And oh yeah, we did discuss this. You weren't there, but we discussed this.
It happened at Walmart again.
Yeah. We always have deep conversations at Walmart.
And it was the other person. Whoever's the man gets you a gift.
Okay.
Hopefully he's not listening.
How do you decide that?
Who's the man?
Yeah.
Who's more dominant?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that not how you do that? that's how I do
I
things.
Was just like, how do you decide that? That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you watch The End of the Effing World?
No.
Yes.
I already told you hated this. Okay, me and Malik watched it this weekend, and he also hates Alyssa.
Oh,
I love when you talk about your relationship. It makes me so happy inside.
So, okay. I guess this is just basically gossip hour. It's just the three of us.
Yeah.
Let me see if Sierra said anything. I told you last week I wouldn't be there. Oh, she told.
What? Sierra, what are you doing? You're never here.
I feel like she doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, she's
I know.
Gone.
Play music.
I know, now it's being your major. So, when I was
gossip
like,
hour.
Whenever
go.
I was just like, I wouldn't even call it a date, you know what I mean?
Which one?
Friday.
It was.
Okay, I guess.
He asked you to watch a movie, and then you guys watched Netflix. It was a date.
I don't think that's a date.
It's a
you
date.
Guys just hanging out.
But then it ended, and. And
it ended in a relationship.
Yes. But, so I was like, Katie, how do I initiate holding hands?
Testing me the entire time.
She's like.
And like, why she would ask me for advice, I don't know.
That's how you do it.
No, so. Okay.
There you go. I just did it.
So, Katie, just tell
you're
like the.
Joker in your gravity.
So I was. Katie, you describe what I'm doing. So, like, my hand was here, and
uh-huh.
his hand
their
was like...
Their hands are getting closer together.
Oh, my God. You didn't just grab it?
No, because I was too nervous. And then I, like, went like this, so it was, like, touching. And then he went like this. So
he
I was like...
at her weirdly.
And I was like, okay, never mind.
Did you guys end up holding hands?
Kinda.
What does that mean? How do you kind of hold hands? Explain.
I don't know, it's just like semi-holding hands.
What is that? What like is semi-holding hands?
Like, kind of like this.
That's kind of holding hands,
that's
I
what
guess.
That's
yeah.
what I just said to you. We should just get him in here.
Can we?
If you want to.
Please.
If you want to.
He's yours.
All right. Best.
You a question.
All right, best and worst relationships. Go.
What do you mean? With like, people we've had?
Yes.
Like, the people?
Yes.
Alright, I can do this. best is, my ex, Ryan.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was real nice. My family loved him. My family thought we were gonna get married. And then I broke up with him.
Aw, why'd you break up with him?
I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. We were dating for, like, a year and a half, and I was just like, I don't feel
that's
this anymore.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you look like?
Yeah. He was a couple inches taller than me, had glasses, brown hair, loved trains.
Was he gonna work on Amtrak?
I don't know.
Like
trains. Did you want me to, were you gonna ask a question about this, or do you want me to?
I know. You go, worst relationship.
Worst? First girlfriend was terrible. We never talked, like, didn't see each other. And then we dated for, like, 3 months and then broke up. We're just like, yeah, not doing this. Yep.
So, go.
I only had one relationship.
Oh.
And it was terrible, so.
Oh.
It was probably that one that I would pick.
Was it best and worst?
No, it was just the worst.
The best is with your teddy bear.
Yes.
Tom or Ted or something.
Ted. His name is Ted.
Okay, I'm not good with names at the moment.
Okay. The worst relationship was probably, okay, there was this kid in ninth grade named Rocky.
Okay.
And I like created a Facebook because he didn't have like a phone or something. He only had like a laptop. So I created Facebook, and I still have it, even though I don't even use it. And so we were Facebook messaging for, like, 3 days, and then he was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, yeah, sure. And then...
Wait, did you actually, like, go to school and know this kid?
Kind of. My friend Leah knew him.
Okay. You could have gotten catfished, you realize
this. No, he went to my school, though.
Oh.
So, and then...
Okay. Hey, babe! Hey.
So, and then we, like, started dating, but then I didn't see him, and then, like, 4 days not to see him, and I was like, never mind, I'm breaking up with you. It's the gossip hour, because it's only girls, but now you can join it. All right, best and worst relationship, go.
Best and worst relationship, well, you need to unmute me first.
Never been in a relationship, and so I can't say anything. I've been a third wheeling since the eighth grade. And
I love it, Avid.
And I'll go make myself some Nutella and peanut butter and sandwich. So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
I don't really know, like, the best relationship, though.
The one you're in right now.
Sure. The best relationship is the one that you both happy, no matter what decision you made, along you guys are both happy and stuff. This is something.
Then I would agree that it's right now.
Yeah.
Aww. Mrs. So happy.
Do you ship Malik and Shannon?
I've been shipping them since the day they met.
Me too!
I'm just gonna put that out. So.
So, ask a question about relationships, Katie.
Eating.
Oh. Okay.
This is the only time I can eat as well, too. Anyone else want some peanut butter and Nutella?
I've never had Nutella, so I would like some.
It's so good.
Here. You just want Nutella and bread, or do you want...
Just Nutella and bread, please.
All right, here.
I've never had it. In 2013, it was, like, a huge trend to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Nutella, myrrh, yeah. Thank you.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of it.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's pretty good. Friends went nuts. Like, did you see on the news, like, random news that... There's like on sale for like $1.50, and the French people was like, yo, we need to tackle some kids for that. Yeah. And they actually did tackle some kids for that. It's like Black Friday in America, which is great. I was like, wow.
I have a question, Avon. What made you decide to join our radio show?
To be honest, I saw you guys eating in there. I was like, you know what?
You want to join us?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, why not?
Anytime. Anytime when I played the first.
Love it.
Plus, it looked like you getting main down to two. Where's Matt?
I have no idea.
Ah, so I was like, okay, I'll just sub in.
And then apparently Sierra told us she wasn't going to be here, but then I don't remember her saying she wouldn't be here.
Are you still in acting camp? Sierra! You still in acting camp?
She never comes back.
God.
Oh. So on Friday, should I have Tyler go outside for the weather?
It depends. What's the weather be like on tomorrow? On Friday.
On Friday, it will be...
Wait, nobody's allergic to peanut butter, right?
No.
Okay, I didn't realize that when I opened that up. All right, cool.
Friday it will be a high of 20 and a low of 13.
To be honest, you can if you want. You have to let me...
Rain, though?
No, snow.
So, you just had to let me know so I could throw a jib outside.
Is that crunchy peanut butter?
Yes.
It's the worst kind.
I love this.
Extra
crunchy.
Oh my God.
Hey, I cannot eat smooth peanut butter. I cannot eat smooth peanut butter. It's like lock my mouth down. I don't like that.
I like smooth. I don't like crunchy because I feel you're just, and you're like, oh, I'm just eating peanuts with like stuff in it.
Yeah, exactly. I like to eat the peanuts, okay? I'm more of a peanut. I like the... texture of the extra country peanut butter.
Like, you can't spread it. Look at it.
So, that means you can have more peanut butter.
Disturbing.
I don't care.
Do you guys eat ranch? Do you guys eat pizza with your ranch?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait,
yes, I
wait,
do.
Please restate that question.
Do you eat pizza?
With your ranch.
Do you just eat ranch by itself and then decide to bring
with
some pizza
your ranch.
In?
Yeah.
Is that how you eat it?
Do you dip your pizza?
In ranch?
Yeah.
I do.
I do that.
That's the best.
When I was younger, I hated ranch. I just started liking ranch this year.
This year? What do you
mean? Yeah, this year. I'm a strange person.
I mean, we're all strange in our own very way.
Are we getting pizza back at the Century meetings?
That's a maybe.
Yeah, I miss the pizza.
Yeah.
I know. But that's how, like, remember the day the pizza night came? Is like the day, like, 50 other people leave at the same time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow.
People have just been leaving because there's no pizza.
I thought it was great.
We're the strong ones.
Not
we stayed.
I'm loyal.
I'm kind of stuck at this position. It's like,
I honestly think every show would crash and burn without you, Avery.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
thanks.
Pointing it out.
Oh, thanks.
I know I would. Because, like, even though I say I'm prepared, it's like 11:40, and then we're still not, like, doing rundowns.
And I was like, okay. I used to pop in here and there. This is good. I'm happy now.
You're a mess.
I am. I'm a mess of a person.
Well, how's your guys' day?
Hey, so we said about this.
Okay.
We said, you know how, like, on Valentine's Day,
we're
boys.
Back to this.
Well, he's a boy, so I'm asking him.
He might understand.
Boy.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, like, boys get girls' gift, but girls don't really get boys' gift. Why gifts? Why is that?
Wait, what?
Like, on Valentine's Day, boys get girls' gifts, but girls don't really get boys' gifts.
That's the one I'm supposed to ask you guys, not ask to me. But, I don't know. Because, like,
the man in the relationship is always supposed to be that person.
Well,
give gifts.
That's every Valentine I do, I always send my car and just drive around. That's what I do in my Valentine's Day.
Three times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I'm normally at home, so my brother gives me stuff. Because he's nice.
The 13-year-old?
No.
Oh, yeah. You said the other one. Favorite drink? Go.
Lemonade, go. Morgan's dying.
Raspberry tea.
Woo!
That's what I had in here.
Sure.
Hawaiian punch.
Is more than raspberry, huh?
I don't know.
Nope.
Coffee.
We will know
you like coffee
minutes,
that
roughly.
Much to say it's your favorite?
Well, like, I don't drink anything else besides, like, water.
That's healthy.
That is pretty healthy. I had a lot of cups of water today.
Good.
Now I have a headache because I'm not drinking water and now I'm drinking hot chocolate. So sad.
Wait, what? You get a headache from not drinking enough hot chocolate and water?
No, not drinking
hot
enough
chocolate
water.
And water.
I think I'm just tired too. It's like I've been working nonstop all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had to do, I don't know, I don't understand math anymore. I've done algebra for so many years.
Okay.
That now they just started teaching me new stuff and I'm like, no, I don't. I will factor. I will do anything. I will not do this. And and it's like not even hard stuff, but it just won't get through my brain. And I had a test, and we will see how bad or good I did on it.
Welcome to college.
Thursday.
Welcome to college. That's all I can say.
And like, I worry about what he's gonna say about that photo so much.
Why?
Cause I don't know. Cause like, what if he's like, oh, this is horrible. You don't know what you're doing. Change your major.
No, they're not going to say that. I don't think they're going to say that. I don't know.
Hopefully not. I don't know. He seems sassy in his email. Oh, news! You know that kid, another baby my brother and sister-in-law are having?
Mm-hmm.
They named it, but it's not born yet. But, like, they named it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's official.
What's the name?
It's a boy, so. Actually, Shannon can be a boy name. But, anyway, so.
It's an Amarcus.
No.
Is it a David?
No.
Is it a Jake?
Whenever I tell... Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
I bet
you
it's Mike.
Is it a Mike?
No, it's...
Is
no.
It exotic? Is it an exotic name?
No, it's... Okay, it's pretty...
No.
Is
okay,
it...
I will tell you. I'm telling
no,
you right
wait,
now.
No, wait, I want to guess it.
You're telling you. It starts with an R.
Ryan. Is it a Roger?
No.
Ryan.
Is it Ryan?
No.
Is it Rekrisa?
It's RJD.
RJ.
No, RJ. No, RJ. Yeah, RJD.
RJ.
Is that the initials or is that just the name?
That's the initials.
Oh, I thought that was his name.
Yeah, RJD. I was like, that's exotic.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Robert.
No.
Reed.
I'm going to tell you.
Ray Johnson Davison.
Devlin.
Oh. Devlin.
Okay. It's it's Rory Joseph Devlin.
How
Rory?
Sweet. I love that name.
Yeah, it was Rory or Finn. I liked Finn better, but I don't really care. It's not my kid. Like, I care about him, but, like, you choose the kid's name.
Wait, do you want to know some things I found out today that made me real sad?
What?
It has nothing to do with that. This is just the aesthetic of Katie.
Yeah.
Just being sad. Do you guys know what Smosh is?
Yes.
Like the YouTube channel?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who Flitz is?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay,
he's really tall.
He left Smosh.
Okay.
because he was accused of bad things. And then
what were the bad things?
Sexual assault, but I don't believe it.
I don't even think so. He seemed such like such a
nerd. He's so sweet and stuff. But another thing, had you guys watched Glee?
Absolutely. No. Favorite show ever.
Okay, do you know the guy that played Puck?
Yeah.
He died.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, he died, I think, a couple days ago.
Oh, my God. I was just watching Glee, too.
Yeah. Found out this morning, those two things, and I got real sad.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, look it up.
She's about to search it up on her phone.
I am.
Yeah. He also did bad things.
At the Grammys, they were like, we're playing memoriam. It was some word that you would think that someone was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like to Andrew Lloyd Webber, and that's like a guy who like created one of my favorite musicals. It's
Did and you read the article?
And I was like, did he die? But he didn't die. So it was okay.
Okay.
Malik's logged into here.
Well, alright. R.I.P. Yeah.
Real sad.
R.I.P.
We have 20 minutes, so it's all right.
Fine. Mm. Alright, Super Bowl prediction. Who do you think going to win?
I don't know. Who's
the
in
the Super Bowl?
The Eagles, alright.
What are our two teams?
Patriots versus Eagle.
Patriots.
Patriots?
I just picked a team. I don't
like
sports.
I think it will be the Patriots, but I don't want them to.
No, I don't want the Patriots either.
I don't like sports. I don't care.
Did the Patriots win last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to do a double thing because they cheat.
They cheat. All right. I really want the Eagles to win. That's because they're PA. And plus, half of my life was in near Philadelphia. So, yeah.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's my mom's birthday on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go say hi and say happy birthday.
Want to know a happy
Can
thing
we all have a party
today?
For your mom's
yes.
Birthday?
Can you do that?
What'd you say?
Can we have a party for your mom's birthday?
Sure.
I'll come over. I just want to come to your house. I want to see your dog.
Oh my God, her dog.
I've heard so
good, so fluffy.
I
want to
see
good boy.
Yeah.
Good girl. Girl. Wait,
it's
girl.
A boy.
Boy. It's a good boy. It's a very good boy. Mm.
Yeah, my house is alright.
You got a fireplace in your house.
Your mom.
Malik says that we're the exact same person.
I know, that's why I want to meet her.
We have like the same
decision for myself.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
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 Yeah, we have like the same laugh. It's pretty funny. And then like we laugh that we have the same laugh and then we keep laughing and it's like that like that laugh. Like
it's like a surround sound. He's hitting it with the surround sound. Oh.
Yeah. We're moving now, but I don't know when.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to have a fireplace anymore?
Because it's only the two of us and the dog, so we're, like, downsizing. Uh-huh. We might have a fireplace in a townhouse.
Oh, you're going to a townhouse? a townhouse is pretty cool, actually.
I know.
I gotta admit, I've been in a townhouse before. I enjoyed my townhouse.
Whenever something breaks down, we don't know what to do. Because you know how people are like, we don't need no man. But yeah. Then, like, the humidifier breaks, and we're like, wow, we really don't know what to do.
We don't need no man as a humidifier crash and burn. We might need a man for that.
Yeah, so, and, like, this guy comes over and cuts the grass, and like, if you have a townhouse, there's not that much grass to cut, so it's gonna save money and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, like, in townhouse, you don't cut grass ever, actually.
See? See,
yeah, because
just
like,
throw away the lawnmower.
No, you do cut grass, but it's like not as much. Because I remember doing my deeds at the townhouse. Like, I was in a corner, so we all had to worry about like one person on the side. So,
fun fact: Matt just Snapchatted her.
Yeah, Matt, it's okay, man. Don't worry, I got you, fam. I got you.
He's like, forgot it was a thing, guys.
Eh, it's okay. Hey.
Oh my goodness.
What's up? What was that? What do you want?
I don't know.
Want to know a fun thing that happened
sure.
today? That was the only good thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know who Phil Lester is?
Yes.
He's a YouTuber. All right.
No,
I'm
sorry.
He turned 31 today.
That's old.
Oh.
That's like old. That's old. I think.
That's right. Early 30s. 26. So that's cool.
That's an early 30s.
His best friend what?
His best friend is 26.
Oh, yeah.
They live together. It's great. Great fun. Yeah. Technically, by law, they're married now because it's been like 9 years. If you live in the same house as somebody that you're not related to for so long, you're technically married by law.
I guess me and Malik are going to go for that goal at this point. All right, Malik. All right, Malik Johnson. We got to hit 9 years, okay? We already did 1 year together. We got to do two. We got to do eight more.
Guess what I did yesterday?
What?
I applied for the Disney College program for
you
next
did?
Semester.
Oh, no. We're going to lose you as well?
I mean, we'll lose her, but, like, get Gage and, I don't
Kara
know.
Kara
back.
I didn't really talk to the other two.
I do. I talked to Gage.
You guys can come visit me.
In Disney?
And take a trip down to Disney, yeah.
I didn't know freshmen can, like, apply for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to have, like, one semester in school, so it'll be for, like, next semester.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, like?
Disney
do
stuff.
You,
well,
do you take
you
a semester off?
No, you, like, work for Disney, and then you still take classes while you're down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they have a high need for lifeguards, and your girl's a lifeguard.
Hey, yo, you're saving lives out there.
Heck saving yeah. lives.
Have you actually saved lives?
I've picked, like, babies up before that have, like, fell under.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't had to, like, backboard anyone or anything.
Sup, Malik Johnson?
Malik!
Malik! Malik!
Bring him in.
Were you listening to us?
Hey, yo, Malik, you want some Nutella and peanut butter jelly with that bread, with that wheat bread? You want that?
Why did you vlog or something?
Because, I don't know. It was, like, 6:04.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nah, look at that nice sound wave we're seeing.
It's a sound wave.
Yeah, you want this peanut butter and jelly? I mean, peanut butter and Nutella?
Nutella.
It's the worst kind of peanut butter.
You want the peanut butter?
I also like smooth. Is it strawberry jam or grape jam?
Strawberry. Well, it depends on the day.
Grape.
Wait, grape.
Depend on the day.
Depending on the day. Because
what?
Sometimes I like strawberry, sometimes I like
Tuesdays
grape.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, she likes strawberry.
Yeah, that's what I'm
no,
saying.
Okay. Friday, it also depends on the type of strawberry.
But the weekends, no. It's just crazy.
I will.
No, also it depends on the strawberry jam because
right,
my mom
we
makes
stay,
homemarried
we
strawberry.
For 8 years in order to get, like, a
yeah, until
thing.
You guys
are yeah.
married.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Something.
She said eight.
Five? You guys will
Malik,
get there then.
We got eight, all right? Eight more years, man.
Look, Avon, you're one of my most favorite people ever.
Oh, thanks.
Honestly, you just make me happy every time I'm around you.
Oh, thanks. That's what I'm here for.
Love it.
What about me, Morgan?
Yes, Shannon.
And then when people are around me, they just kind of get sad. It's okay.
I'm happy whenever you're around, because mm-hmm. I'm happy. And then I just...
I'm happy when you're around.
Wow, hey. That sass is on point right there.
Hey, Morgan. Hey, Morgan.
You all know this. If you don't know this by now, then...
Hey, Morgan, you're fired.
Y'all are nuts.
Hey, I need my Kiyoshi, though.
Yes, Avon, we will go get Kiyoshi.
Finally.
I've said Kiyoshi, like, so many times.
Kiyoshi?
Nope. Kai.
I'm going to say Kyoshi from now on.
Do you guys know the story?
No.
No, do not.
You do.
Wait.
The one with Malik meme.
Oh, wait.
Kevin.
I thought you
Oh, yeah. I was there, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Kyoshi,
you know,
like,
no.
name.
Okay, so the one day, we all were sitting in the newsroom, and Avon comes in, and he's saying how he wants Kyoshi. And me and Malik were like, oh, yeah, like, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
So Avon left to go do something like he always does. While he was gone, we didn't even think about it, but me and Malik ordered Kyoshi, and we went and got it, and then whenever we came back, Avon saw it, and he's still salty about it to this day.
I forgive you guys, but I like to carry that little grain of salt with me. I'm just like...
Hey. Yeah, I was sitting in there when it happened, I was like, oh, guys.
I'm the one suggesting Kyoshi, and I was like, yo, we gotta get Kyoshi, and next thing you know, you guys got Kyoshi,
Whenever I was talking to you on Friday,
yeah,
he was like, I was like, I'm just talking to Katie. And he's like, what about? I was like, nothing, just like the regular gossip. You know what I mean.
Last Friday?
Yeah. He texted me. He texted me what the gossip was.
Yeah, that's
Don't ask me questions.
That's how Malik is.
I'm like, Katie, what's the daily gossip? Like,
what's the DG? What's the DG today?
When the gossip was about him, and it was just funny, and I was just laughing.
I got real uncomfortable. Like, you were both texting me, and I was like,
it's
don't
know
what
to do. Tell him anything.
Don't tell him anything. Tell me everything. Don't tell him anything. I could definitely see
it. So uncomfortable.
You should put in a group chat, all three of you together, and just, like, put it in together. You guys talking here now. I'd be the moderator.
Katie is the third wheel.
Third wheel's not
no,
bad.
No, actually, I can't really find you a date. I really don't know anybody else.
What are we talking about?
Finding me a date, apparently. I don't know how this happened.
Wait, I thought you already dated someone.
No, we broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. No, talking about dates.
Dating is a joke.
Sierra keeps asking
yeah,
me if
I
want
to
go out with her friend Hannah, and
that.
I was like, I don't
I feel
know
like Hannah
who this
was on the show.
Who
is that?
Hannah from musical theater.
No,
hey, yo, Hannah.
Hannah from home.
Oh, then we're not talking about the same person.
No, she's like, you want to go out with my friend Hannah? I'm like, I don't know who Hannah is.
Why don't you talk to Hannah then?
Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah like, Montana's pretty hot, I guess. I guess. I'm not going to lie. Hannah Montana, you listen to this?
Now I have Malik's password and I can get into everything.
Oh, that's not
well,
safe.
That's, you've reached that point in the relationship.
It's been like, wow, that was quick. I didn't even know that. Wow.
My ex doesn't even know my passwords at all. And we dated
or even
two months.
He never even reached that point yet.
No. I'm still sliding to somewhere. I don't know where the hell I'm sliding to. I like
language.
Screw language. English is third language. I think it's stupid at this point. Even though you probably use it the most.
I always thought you were from India because like language English was like
that's
your third language.
Thought.
No, I was first generation born here.
That's why.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Seven and fourth. Hold on. I'm eating. Hold
it's
on.
All those nuts in that peanut butter.
Yeah.
The way you said
nuts.
I'm not
All right, first
You're
kiss,
welcome.
Go.
What?
First kiss, go.
Why are we getting so deep in this?
Deep gossip.
Why are we talking about deep conversations happening?
Wow, that's what being in a relationship is about now. Hi, Tori. Hi, Mike.
Okay, you want to know my first kiss?
Yes.
Why are we doing this? First kiss.
Well, you brought up Valentine's Day, so that's the topic today, even though it was the topic last week.
Wow.
It makes more sense to make it today or even next week.
I was thinking next
you know,
week.
Next
yeah.
week, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, we should continue to talk about it.
The Chronicles. The Shannon Chronicles Valentine's Day edition.
I will not
answering
talk about
now.
This. I'll skip.
This last summer.
That was your first kiss?
Yeah, right after graduation. Not right after, like a week after. It wasn't that special.
Mine was in the eighth grade. At a dance.
Shannon!
Oh my god!
How dare you!
What? It was like at a dance. It was super corny, like the eighth grade dance.
I remember my eighth grade dance
with my boyfriend.
Really.
And
ew! Don't
what?
Do that.
What? What? You
guess that was like.
Wait, you got the tongue in there or something? That's
uh-huh,
oh
yeah.
Wow! Wow!
Like,
wow! That
you disturbed
me. First kiss.
You disturbed
wow.
me, man.
Wow.
And like everyone was like, "Wow, that looked that looked disgusting."
Yeah, when you go. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
off that yours.
I was 15.
Was it good?
Not really.
I feel like no one's kisses. First kiss is like the
no.
good kiss.
It was really awkward.
I skip. Nope. Nope.
Aven.
Nope,
Aven.
No. Why are you skipping it?
Cause I can skip.
Aww,
fine.
You're so sweet.
I thought we had a graphic session, so I told my mom I wasn't gonna be home for dinner, but now we don't have a graphic session.
Oh,
we have
yeah,
SCJ,
you can go home
don't
for
we?
Dinner. Oh yeah, that's a thing.
Don't we have SCJ tonight?
Yeah, we do.
Alright, stay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay for SCJ.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'll just sit in because I'm definitely
like
not gonna do homework.
Do nothing and try and listen to Sam.
Okay, I will. I'll join.
Better than last
I
semester.
Hear you get
I'm
to
sorry,
do
Delaney, but it's better than last
oh,
semester,
yeah,
Delaney.
Oh I
hear
isn't Tori in charge tonight?
Yeah, she is because Sam's at the internship with the. Oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be
one.
Great. Tori's great.
What's up, Shannon? You like moving your arms everywhere?
She's
I like how Tori was like, what's your major? Because I like that thing, and then I joined graphic design. You don't know what I am.
What is your major?
Digital cinema.
We're in the same major. Got it. We're both doing graphic design for Century.
I'm like trying to learn more because you need to know graphic design for the field. It's really hard,
tedious. Tedious.
I know. I'm trying to make sports with Nick a thing, like the graphic, like just to fade into it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I want Dresden to do it because I know he's just gonna do a stupid template or something. And I want to make it like my own, but it's just so hard. Like erasing it won't erase what I want to erase, and then it's like you can't do that unless you do that, and you can't do this unless you do this. It's like, oh my gosh, just let me do what I want to do, and I'll be done.
Yeah, I have done everything except for graphic. The graphic, I don't know why I cannot wrap my head around that. It's just so tedious. I just get so frustrated.
There's so much glitter on my face.
Wait, what? Glitter?
Yeah, because of my eye makeup.
I love glitter.
Glitter now?
There's so much glitter, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know what? That explained a lot with my sister. Yeah, she probably used glow glitter. Yeah, that makes sense.
You should touch my face and there's glitter.
Hey, look.
Yeah, he's due like April 4th, not April 14th, April 22nd.
Who's he?
Rory.
Oh. I like April 20th really well. That's, yeah, so continue.
My niece is due April 12th.
They could be born on the same day, but usually Danielle's early, so I'm like early birth, so I think it's going to be like in March.
For April 20th, please. It's a great day. It's one of the best day out there.
No one knows when my birthday is.
I feel like it's November.
March.
May. June.
January. February. All right, February 1st. 2nd.
What are we doing for your birthday?
13th. All right,
20th.
Nothing. You're closer.
13th?
Is it 14th.
Do you have a leap year?
15. Mm-hmm. 16.
Not quite.
12. 20th.
You're warmer, but you...
22.
I know. 18.
19.
7.
19, yay!
February 19th.
Happy early birthday.
Maybe 19 on 19th.
Oh, wait, I don't have my phone.
I was born in 1999.
Me too.
Bunch of nines.
19. That's a bunch of nines. If you flip them around.
Wait, what?
If you flip them around.
Wait, what?
You flip nines around.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
Whenever you flip nines around, they turn into sixes, and there's three sixes in 1999 if you flip it around. So really, it was Satan was born.
You're the devil.
Hey, yo, devil is chill.
Devil, not me.
Dang. Yo, the devil is chill, man. What are you talking about?
Hold up. Heck yeah.
Dude, he's my buddy. We hang out with at Premier's Bar every Thursday, man. So it's like chilling. He talk about his life, I talk about my life, and we just chilling, man.
I thought that was whatchamacallit? B-dubs.
That's before B-dubs. That's before CSC. We hang out in the afternoons.
Oh.
Yeah.
You and Satan, Lucifer.
Yeah. He's a pretty chill dude, man. I don't know why everybody keep putting him down. He's just a nice dude, man. Great dude. We all chill.
My grandma was, I was like, hey, grandma, what do you want to see, like, from RMU Live on Fridays? And she was like, I want you to talk about your political views.
Oh. No.
I was like, no, grandma, no. That's not what the show is. It's news. And my mom was, like, trying to explain it to her. and then she's like, I want you to be on. I was like, you know, obviously don't understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Could you see me on air?
Yes.
Today.
So I was on air.
Like, that's true.
Freaking great.
So this weather is great. Interview.
The interview wasn't great, but weather, I would definitely do weather again. No doubt in my heart.
But I feel like weather, you don't have a script, so you're just like, exactly. Yeah, today you gotta do a thing.
Exactly. That's why you gotta do weather. You just make it up on top of your head and look at the green, look at the TV and just be the best. And it's like, all right,
make the best.
I'm really confident whenever like, I'm just like, goofing around. In front of the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's how I am with weather.
If I'm not goofing around and I'm just like, hello, my name's Shannon Devlin, and I'm...
I don't like being in front of the camera. I'm very insecure.
That's why we're videotaping your Killjoy Katie. Woo!
Yeah, you were weather for first semester. Then
I remember that.
Then you got scared that I'm going to take your job or something. You're going to take my job. I was like, no, I'm not. Like
who's in that skit? Is it just me so far?
I want D to be in it. She's so hyper, and
can
I'm gonna
even please
be in what
we need like people for
Killjoy.
We need the people Katie, for the radio room.
Katie Killjoy?
Mm-hmm.
So what's this about?
Me being sad.
You ever hear of Debbie Downer from SNL?
Yeah.
Basically the same thing, but Katie Killjoy.
I mean, I could try. I could be in it. It depends what time.
I want to do it Sunday. Or Monday.
What?
Monday.
What? Wait, what day?
Sunday.
Like, what day? The date.
Oh, like this coming Sunday. She wants
not this Sunday. I know I cannot do this Sunday. I got other activities that I need to attend during that day. It's because it's Super Bowl.
It's okay.
Yeah, really? What the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Never mind. Saturday. How about Saturday?
I got other activities on a Saturday as well, too.
Even like a Saturday afternoon?
Yes, I got
definitely Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much a whole day Saturday thing.
I want to write the script Friday and then do the skit on the weekend. You could be in other skits. This doesn't.
Oh, wait, it's a skit.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
What'd you think it was?
I thought it was a radio show.
She's that Wicked. That's why she isn't here.
I wanted to go.
What's Wicked?
What is Wicked?
It's
a musical.
Okay.
It's about
popular.
Like, the Wizard of Oz, okay. But it's about the witches. So it's like pre-Wizard of Oz. And it focuses on like the good witch and the bad witch.
Ooh.
It's awesome. I've seen it twice. Love it. I saw it once on Broadway in New York.
I've always wanted to go to New York, but never been.
Oh, there twice. I love it. I've been there twice, and I've seen a musical each time.
New York is okay, to be honest. Like,
I went to New York twice. I went to a Broadway play the first time, and then the second time I went to Ellis Island.
Ooh.
Ooh. Where everyone comes from.
Where everyone comes from?
I saw The Lion King, too.
Oh, lucky. I want to see The Lion King.
It wasn't even that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I was very underwhelmed. Like, it was still good. Like, I would still say to, like, go see it, but it was not as great as they show it to be on TV.
I want to see Frozen on Ice.
I've seen that too.
How was that?
It was awesome.
I want to see that more.
They stuff up at IUP all the time like that. Like we saw Frozen on Ice. We've seen so many like circuses, Disney. I think I've seen Disney on Ice.
The only
like,
Broadway
three or four times.
Two Broadway Washington. Shows I've seen is The Sound of like Live, not like kiddish. It's The Sound of Music and Jesus Christ Superstar.
The Sound of Music. I hate that movie.
Why? I love it. The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music.
The Hills Have Eyes is a good movie.
The Hills Have Eyes.
And then Doe a Deer.
Have you seen The Hills Have Eyes?
No, that's why.
It's a great movie. You should go watch it. You should watch it with Malik. It's a great movie.
Why do Hills Have Eyes?
Watch it
just watch it, okay? If you're going to watch it, just watch with that. It's good. So I see you. Really entertained with that sticky note right there, just flipping it up and down, curling it around.
My mom was like, "So are you two dating?"
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
She was like, "What do you like about him?" I was like, "I think he's cute and funny." She's like, "Those are good qualities."
So cute.
That was a good quality. Yeah.
Solid.
Solid. She's like, "I kind of figured you were." I was like, "Thanks, mom."
My mom never asks me that type of stuff. She's like, "How's life?"
Well, my mom's
like,
nebby.
My mom knows I'm not going to be in any relationship, so she doesn't even ask.
Oh. That's so sad.
No, it's because I choose not to.
That sounds so sad.
Nah, she knows I would talk to her if, like, there was actually someone serious, so doesn't even ask.
My mom's very nebby. Like, every time I go over to my sister's house, she's like, "Do you have a boo cat?" Now I can say yes.
Do you have a boo cat?
That's what she calls a boy.
Wow, you guys call them weird. You guys call them out weird. We just said boyfriend and girlfriend.
My mom calls it a boy toy.
That sounds not great. I don't know.
Kills me every time she says
it. Yeah, I'm just like, "Oh, what are you, a boy toy? I don't know if I want to be a toy now."
My mom just asks me if I'm in a relationship. She doesn't say which thing.
I don't know.
Thing?
Because she knows.
No. Thing, which thing?
Thing.
I like how you said that.
Thing, okay.
Just thing,
A thing with a thing and then the other thing.
And the thing.
Oh.
I don't feel like doing any of my homework. It's not due tomorrow, it's due. Ah, that we have to go to Wheatley.
No.
Please come with me.
I need to go back to my
room.
And then make it back for Century and SCJ. It's Cassidy's birthday today.
It's
Cassidy.
Sabosle.
Happy birthday, Cassie Soboslo.
You don't know her?
She's in Century.
She's a social media editor.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just saw her in the cab. I didn't know it was her birthday. Yeah.
She's my big.
She's your big?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm in SCJ. Yeah, technically, I do have a big as well, too.
Who's your big?
Morgan.
What does that mean?
We just made it. He's like, oh, screw it. We're going to do it. And I was like, okay.
It's like in Greek life, it's like if it's a sorority, it's a big sister and a little sister. And the big sister like shows you like all about like the sorority and stuff. And then if it's a fraternity, it's a big brother and little brother. It's the same thing.
Interesting.
That's more interesting.
It's like a really big deal too.
Yeah.
Like people take it seriously.
We don't take it seriously at all in SCJ. No. Technically, like we technically honors and we like the honor sorority and fraternity.
We're a fraternity.
But honors isn't fraternity.
Why not a sorority?
Yeah, we're in the smart kid club.
Yay!
Finally,
all the nerds.
And then they all come to our meetings and they're like, "Oh, okay. This I don't know about this anymore."
I mean, it was fun. It's fun. I love it.
How much time we got left?
5 minutes.
All right.
Alright,
speed round.
She does that every freaking time.
Ask your question.
What's your favorite day of the week?
What?
Day of the week?
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
I also say Saturday.
Friday.
Why not Saturday?
I like Friday.
Why?
Why do I like Fridays?
Yes.
I never have classes.
Are you going to be positive this Friday?
Maybe, depending on how I feel and how the week goes.
Hopefully you will.
Say I will.
Yes.
When's the SCJ meeting?
When is it?
Yeah.
8 or 8:30?
8:30.
I'm so happy.
I'm joining SCJ.
Next question. They're not paying attention.
Excuse me. This is a serious radio show. No laughing occurring. So, it was your first, like...
Next question.
What was the next question?
I am not a killjoy.
That's me.
What's up?
Who was your, like, first favorite band?
Jonas Brothers.
Really?
I actually don't remember.
But, like, okay, then just your favorite band.
My favorite band now?
Yeah.
Foster People's a good band. It's a really good band.
It was, but, like...
I was gonna say, I thought at one point it was your favorite.
Yeah, like, up until, like, break, it was. But then weird things happened, and I was just like, I don't care.
Who?
Pentatonix was. Now
wait, did you say Jonas Brother? What is that? Who said Jonas Brother?
The first one.
You know they're coming back together. Yep. Like,
are they?
Like, I was supposed to, okay. So they're supposed to have another, I don't believe it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to have another reunion tour back like however long
my
ago.
My answer was 21
like,
Pilots.
But like 8th grade. And I bought tickets for that and then they canceled it.
Oh yeah,
it.
I like that.
So
I like them also.
I will believe it when
I like 21 Pilots also.
Yeah.
Fair point.
And I like. I was like, do I know that band? And I was like, I went to their
all
concert.
The good bands are on hiatus right now.
Yeah.
See,
I'm like, what is happening?
I better get a girl out of this. Hold up.
I feel like everyone could guess what mine is.
Yeah, the Beatles.
The Queens?
Or the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones? The Beatles!
Yes.
Yeah!
We watched the British Revolution on Friday. It was great. I just kept singing the songs.
Isn't that the documentary? Yeah.
Yes.
I remember watching that then.
Next question.
Probably like 2 minutes.
Yeah. 1 minute.
Give me a question.
Hurry up.
It's a good one. Let's go.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I have no idea.
Graduated college, trying to find
five
a career.
I have no clue, to be honest. Either I'd be in here, maybe in arranged marriage in India, or it could be in an NEP broadcasting
arranged
trail.
Marriage?
There's a lot of path I'm going at right now. There's like 20 path. Maybe I'd be back at home. Maybe I'm staying in Pittsburgh. Maybe I'm staying in Army Century Media for the rest of my life. Who knows? I don't know. I have to go with the flow these days.
Where do you see yourself?
In a newsroom.
Got him. That's so cute.
In a newsroom. Like NBC.
Oh, okay.
Or CNN.
I believe in our newsroom, and I was like, okay.
I was like, okay.
No, I don't want to stay here for the rest of my life.
Children, like what?
Whoa.
Hold up. 5 years, we'll be like 22. So no, thank you.
I was like, I got news for you on that one.
Okay.
Wait, she didn't answer.
I did. I said I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
Okay. That is the end of I Plead the First. See you next week.
Bye.